Hello.
I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation, state, and local communities. But first of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina? Thank you. And can you please tell us in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
1979.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Almost certain.
And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Economy.
Thank you. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one? Did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Joe Biden.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100, you will definitely vote for them. And the first one is Donald Trump. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
0.
And Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
90.
Okay. And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
The Democratic.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Democratic.
Do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
And now please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. The first one. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Strongly agree, somewhat agree. Okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly disagree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly disagree.
And the last one, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I just said agree.
Somewhat?
I think I'm in the middle. It's just agree. It's not somewhat.
But I just have four options. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Which one should I
prefer
for you?
Okay, somewhat.
And
agree.
Now I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree.
You're talking so fast, I'm almost unable to digest what you're saying.
I will repeat this.
Slow
statement,
down a little.
Okay?
Thank you. Slow down a little bit and let me understand.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who passed a background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat agree.
The last one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Agree. Somewhat agree.
Somewhat, okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election. If President Biden enacts that program, will that make you more likely or less likely? A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat more likely.
The next one, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat agree.
And a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Much less likely, because you said most of them. It would need to be all of them. If they were all.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat less likely.
The next one, a program that keeps families together.
I'm sorry, sir, how much longer? How many more questions?
Actually, we're 70% of the survey, maybe 3 or 4 minutes more. I will speed up my reading, okay? And thank you so much for your patience. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Much more, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat more.
And the last one, a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, okay. And please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, just a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first one, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned about that?
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very, somewhat, a little concerned, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
The last three, Donald Trump and Republicans believe costs on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Very concerned.
And the last one, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. And I'm going to review two different approaches about former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view. even if neither is exactly right. The first one is Donald Trump. He says we must shoot down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Or Joe Biden, he says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. So which approach comes closer to your own view, Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Much more or somewhat closer with Biden?
Somewhat closer.
And now we're 85% now. Thank you so much. After hearing some information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers, yes or no?
Say that again.
Do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
And what is your relationship to them? Are they your family member, co-worker, acquaintance, or friend?
Friend.
And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Fox News channel or website, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, OAN, or Newsmax? MSNBC and yes. CNN, WhatsApp, Spanish language radio program, or Univision or Telemundo? Which one?
Yes, I use some of those, yes.
Will you please specify which one?
Can you read them off again and I'll say
No problem. So where do you get your news and information? Fox News channel or website,
no.
YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, OAN, or Newsmax, MSNBC, and
okay,
CNN.
Okay, you should go through. Okay, each one. Stop. Okay, yes, CNN, yes, MSNBC, yes to Wall
okay.
Street Journal, yes to New York Times. Yeah, I mean, there's many places that I do.
Okay, and finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
There's several countries.
Okay, and would you please specify which one? Your Hispanic or Latino family?
I don't wish to specify.
Okay, and were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in
yes.
another country?
United States.
And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
Both parents born on mainland?
Yeah.
Okay, and what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more
English.
Spanish than English? Always
English?
Or...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Doctorate.
Thank you. And what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Sarah.
And... now, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants
no.
in the research are compensated for their
no.
time.
This is way
opinion.
Too long. No.
Okay, but I need to read everything verbatim, please. In a more in-depth and open-ended way, can we know that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion
okay.
is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.